about it years ago, right when it was becoming the rage. And I didn't realize it. I worked in there part-time. And, you know, these guys would be coming in saying,
Where do you keep your gerbils?
And I'd say, oh, they're over there right next to the goldfish. Yeah, back of the puppies. They'd say, okay. And they'd walk over and they'd go, which ones do you want? Let's get the brown one. Cleanup will be easier. And I couldn't understand it. I mean, I was selling out of gerbils at least once a week. I was going through, you know, 35, 40 gerbils. I noticed that the guys that were buying them were a little funny, but, you know, I don't judge. To each his own, you know, suck his life. So I said it to the manager, one of the guys that owned the store. I said, buddy, we better double our order of gerbils. We're going through a lot of them fine. Can't understand the rage. The guy from the store said, you don't know? I said, what? I don't know what. He whispered to me, he said, hey, these guys are taking these gerbils and shoving them in the gerbils. I said, what? He said, it's true. He said, I don't care. I'm making a fool. You don't care, I said. I name all these gerbils when they come in. Right now we got Fritz in there. And Blinky. Fritz and Blinky. I don't want them to die horrible death like that. My God. These things are so cute. You play with them in your lap. You play with them on your head. You teach them to run around in a little circle. You feed them lettuce. You don't shove them up the gazettes. He said, get a grip on yourself. These are paying customers. I said, I don't care what they are. Two guys came walking in and said, can we wear your gerbils? I said, we're out of gerbils, you sick maggot. He said, well, we're not coming back here. I said, good. The manager grabbed me and slammed me up against the wall. He said, are you out of your mind? Business. I said, humanity. What about humanity? This is no level we won't stoop. In our pursuit of gratification, gerbils, mind you. I mean, if the good Lord could see this. I mean, when all that was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah, he only turned Lot's wife into a pillar of salt. If he knew about this, he would have turned her into a turd, I think. He said, get a grip on yourself and sell those gerbils to those people that are coming in. You hear me? I said, well, I was just then there was somebody at the counter. A bold-looking guy. He said, I'd like 10 gerbils, please. And I looked at him real careful to make sure I didn't see any tweezed eyebrows. To make sure I didn't see any affectations in his mannerisms of speech. I said, what was that? I wanted to hear his voice. He said, I'd like 10 gerbils, please. I said, all right, my dad, you got them. Tell you what, an extra $5, you can have them all. I'll make it 15. I wanted to sell all the gerbils to this manly man. Obviously a guy with family or kids he could give them to. You know, like gerbils were intended years ago when they first came out of the circuit. So I wrote it up and I handed them to him in a big carrying case. All 15 of them were running around frantically. I smiled smugly at the manager. I said, buddy, I'm glad you came in. You have a nice day. And I guess what, you got a lot of nieces and nephews and grandkids? He said, no, I got a dissecting class. You're nearby.